Hello, this is Donnie Smith, and I hope everybody had a great Christmas. I did. I'm here spending some time in Fort Worth with family, so it's been really fun. But what I was going to talk about today is Q&A on one of my videos where I'm using a stud nail gun to pull a dent. The question is, why are you tapping around the dent and pulling at the same time? Why not just pull the damage out? That's kind of confused of why I'm tapping. And there's a couple of reasons for doing that. First, usually anytime there's a dent, there's going to be a high somewhere. Just like when if you think of a big boulder hitting water from an angle, whenever it goes down, you know, it kind of creates a wave to come up. Metal's kind of the same way. There's going to be a high, somewhere. Sometimes you have to really look for it. Might not be real noticeable. But if you can find that high area and kind of tap on that, you're going to roll the metal. You're going to roll the high into the low by tapping on the high and pulling up on the low. And that kind of helps roll the metal where it needs to go, rather than just trying to force it. If you're just pulling in one direction and that's it, you're just kind of trying to force the metal to go somewhere. And a lot of times that's going to leave your high there, and you're going to pull your low out, and that's going to result in the high still being there. And whenever you go try to do your body filler, you're going to keep getting a high in your body filler work. So another reason for tapping around the metal, maybe you can't even find a high somewhere, but by pulling on the low, you don't want to overpull it because that stretches the metal, but if you put some force on it and you kind of tap around the dent, that kind of vibrates the metal, it relaxes the molecules, and allows the metal to move a lot more easier. It kind of relieves the stress. So it moves a lot easier without having to force the metal. I'm really against forcing metal, where it wants to go, rather than trying to help it go back to its original shape. And one directional pulls, just at one time, that will stretch the metal. So if you have any other questions, you can check out our YouTube channel. It's Butler Collision. Or, be sure and go to collisionblast.com. That's collisionblast.com. We've got lots of resources there for you to learn about collision repair work. We've got videos. We've got, a lot of expert authors on there to help train you. So be sure and check that out. And also on collisionblast.com, right now there's a contest. You can learn how you can win a free spray gun. So be sure and check that out. And other than that, continue having some great holiday season. And before you know it, New Year's will be here. So have a great day. And talk to you soon.